走进信仰的深处。
And this morning, the topic we would like to talk about is go into the depth of faith.
海洋是浩瀚无边。
Ocean is vast and endless.
当你站在海边的时候。
When you're standing by the beach.
我们在沙滩的时候觉得水，一开始水是很浅。
When you're standing on the shore, at first you think that the shoreline is very shallow.
甚至你可以踢那些水。
And you can play around with the water at the beach.
很舒服。
And it's very pleasant.
甚至海洋其实是很深的。
But the ocean is actually very deep.
但是你要往前走，一直往前，你才知道海洋的深度。
Only if you continue to walk towards the ocean, then you see the depth of the ocean.
不然的话，你永远停留在浅水的地方。
Otherwise, you'll always remain in the shallow part of the ocean.
我们的信仰也是一样。
Same applies to our faith.
从我们慕道的时候刚刚开始。
From the beginning, when we're just truth-seeking.
受洗了，成为一个新的信徒了。
And after we're baptized, we become a new believer.
就算我们信主几十年了。
Even after decades of believing in the Lord.
我们的信仰还是要往慢慢的由浅入深。
Our faith must be gradually moving from the shallow to the depth.
不可以停留在现在的程度。
We cannot remain in our current state.
因为神是无限的。
Because God is endless.
所以我们今天要讲讲我们的信仰，就是要常常努力走进信仰的深处。
And for our faith, we need to strive to go into the depth of the faith.
就是属灵的深处。
And that is the depth of our spirit.
当你走进信仰的深处，你才能够走进恩典的深处。
Only when you walk into the depth of the faith, will you be able to walk into the depth of the grace.
第一点。
That's the first point.
我们要努力走进道理的深处。
First is we need to strive hard to walk into the depth of the truth.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to book of John.
约翰福音的第五章。
John chapter 5.
39节。
39.
约翰福音五章的39节。
John chapter 5 verse 39.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read loudly.
三。你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。主耶稣这里说，你们要查考圣经。
Here, Lord Jesus, tell us that we must examine the scripture.
查考可以说是考察，或者是 search 去寻找一样东西。
To examine means to study or to search.
不单只是听圣经，或者是读圣经。
Not only to listen to the Bible or just to read the Bible.
我们还要进入圣经的深处，进入神的话的里面。
We must enter into the depth of the scripture, into the depth of God's word.
为什么要进入里面呢？
Why do we need to enter into it?
因为圣经它的表面跟它的深度跟它里面是不一样的。
Because the superficial part of the Bible is different than the depth of the Bible.
因为圣经是有生命的。
Because the scripture has life.
没有生命的东西，你不用进去太里面，也进不了太里面。
For something that is lifeless, there's no need to go too much into depth.
譬如说，你看一份新闻，看一个报纸，或者一个报道。
For example, looking at a news or reading a newspaper.
你看一次就够了。
It's sufficient just to read it one time.
甚至你很快的瞄一下大概知道标题就可以了。
Or you simply skim through it, just looking at the title is sufficient.
你明天就看新的新闻，旧的你就拿去丢掉。
Because tomorrow there'll be more news, so you can throw away the old ones.
因为新闻没有生命。
Because these news has no life.
或者你看人写的小说，再好看，你顶多也是看一两次。
Or you're looking at reading the novel that's written by someone. As good as it is, you probably read it once or twice.
你不会说哇，每年都去读它一次。
You would not read it over and over every year.
或者同一段读十次。
Or you read the same section 10 times.
因为这个很无聊，你知道它的故事了。
Because this is boring, you already know its flow.
圣经里面虽然也是很多故事。
Even though there are many stories in the Bible.
但是为什么圣经你可以一直读，你不会觉得它无聊？
Why is it that you can read the Bible over and over again, never thinking that it's boring?
因为圣经是神的话，是真理。
Because the scripture is the word of God, it's the truth.
真理本身是有生命。
Truth itself contains life.
但是如果你停留在字句的表面，
But if you remain just superficially on the words,
没有深入的去了解,
and you have not delved into the words,
没有深入的去思考,
have not gone deeper into thinking about it.
停留在表面, 你就觉得圣经很无聊。
If you only remain on the surface, you might think that the Bible is boring.
有信徒曾经跟我这样讲,
and there are believers that once told me,
啊, 传道, 你知道吗? 睡不着一个很好的方法。
And that, Pastor, did you know that if I cannot fall asleep, there's a good way?
睡不着就拿圣经就来读一读。
Because if I can't fall asleep, I will take out the Bible and start reading
哇,
it.
读没有一章我就想睡觉了。
And I can't even get through one chapter, I want to fall asleep.
哇, 我听了之后不晓得。 要鼓励他还是要批评他?
After I heard about it, I'm not sure if I should encourage him or should I criticize him.
当然睡觉之前能够拿出一点时间读圣经是很好了,
of course, if you can carve out a piece of time before bedtime to read the Bible, that's a good habit.
但是如果你把圣经拿来当安眠药啊,当催眠的,
but if you use Bible, use it as a sleeping medication to help you sleep.
或者是听了就没有进去,只是让你睡觉而已。
Or you listen to the Bible, but it's not gone into your heart. It's only helping you sleep.
那我们得到的就很少啊。
Then what we've gained from reading the Bible is very minimal.
你可以想象我们这个地球。
Think about this earth.
我们那些所谓的宝贵的金属或是矿石在哪里呢?
Where are all these precious minerals and metals?
与金属来说，最贵的就是黄金呢。
For the metals, the most precious, expensive is the gold.
黄金都在藏在地底下很深的地方。The
gold are hidden in the deep part of the earth.
钻石更不用讲了。
And needless to say about diamonds.
经过几千几万年了。
After thousands and tens and thousands of years.
那些东西碳化了，变成钻石了。
And those things has mineralized into a diamond.
就是你要挖很深的地方才抓到一点点的钻石。
But you have to dig into a deep part of the earth to discover a small part of diamond.
所以神的话语也是一样。
And the same goes for the words of God.
你要进入神的话语里面。
You must enter into the word of God.
那怎么样进入呢?
How do you go in?
第一个部分当然是要听了。
The first part, of course, you need to listen.
像我们大家坐在这边听了三、第五天了，今天啊。
And just like all of us have sat here, this is our fifth day.
我觉得当然不简单的，坐在那边听那么久。
I think it's not easy for everyone to stay here to listen to such a long sermon.
但是感谢神，大家非常的认真。
But thank God, everybody paid attention.
我们Cerrito教会的灵恩会也非常的传统，我们的时间都很丰富，结束非常的多。
And the program at ESSC, at Cerrito Church, is very full, very traditional. It's packed with many different sessions. So everyone is able to listen to a lot of truth.
还有每个礼拜，如果你聚会来几次，你也每个礼拜也听几篇。
If you come to church several times a week, you have chance to listen to several sermons.
一年52个礼拜。
52 weeks out of the year.
如果一个礼拜听三篇。
If you listen to 3 days per week,
160几篇, 差不多170篇,
and that's about 160, 170 sermons a year.
但是我问大家, 过去一年听了100多篇道理, 你记得几篇?
But let me ask everyone, you've listened to 160 to 170 sermons in the last year, how many do you remember?
有时候听了之后很感动, 但是听了就忘记了。
Sometimes we feel greatly moved as we listen to the sermon, but we quickly forget about it.
所以听是绝对不够的。
So listening is not enough.
没有办法进到深处。
Because you cannot go into the depth of it.
因为你会第一你会忘。
First of all, you will forget.
除非你是在抄笔记。
Unless you're writing down notes.
但是我没有看到几个人抄笔记。
But I don't see very many people writing down notes.
没关系。 听了能够专心听已经很不简单了。But
that's okay, because as long as you can pay attention and listen, it's already not easy.
再来听是被动的。Listening
is passive.
就好像你坐在那边被人家喂饭。Just
like sitting there being fed food.
所以我们要进到深一步。Therefore,
we need to go into the depth.
就要自己去读。We
have to go read the Bible.
读是主动的。Because
reading is proactive.
你可以掌握你的读的速度,你的时间,你的程度。
You're in control of the speed and the depth of what you're reading.
如果你只听道理不读,你听十年,你听二十年,你的信仰就是这样,你没有办法进到深一步。
If you listen to sermon only for 10 years or 20 years, your faith remains at the surface, cannot go into the depth.
因为那个不是你的东西啊。
Because that does not belong to you.
是别人研究圣经的心得讲出来分享,但是你自己没有读神的话本身呢。
And that is the conclusion or summary of someone's studying of the Bible, but that is not yours.
所以信徒的生活一定要有读经的生活。
And that is why the believer's life must contain the life of Bible reading.
今天很多信徒信了很久了,但是信仰没有进步。
Many believers today, even though they believed in the Lord for a long time, their faith has not improved.
也许他在侍奉上有在进步,开始在做一些圣工。
Perhaps in service to God, they are improving because they're beginning to do some holy work in church. But the fact is, their spirituality has not improved.
只是在外面忙而已, 就是外面那个外在的在忙。
It only seems outwardly that they are busy.
好像很属灵。
It seems that they are very spiritual.
其实里面是空的。
But the inside, they are empty.
因为里面没有在吃灵粮啊, 没有在吸收神的话。
Because they're not absorbing and receiving the spiritual food.
啊, 这里圣经, 这里主耶稣说, 你们要进去圣经, 你们要 search, 你们要 examine, 你要真的是进去。
Here the Lord Jesus tells us we must examine, we must search the scripture.
啊, 所以自己读是下一步。
So reading the Bible is the next step.
第三步, 你就要查考, 要参加查经啊。
The third is you have to join the Bible study.
自己查, 自己有参考资料, 自己在研读, 在抄笔记, 心得写下来。
You have materials to help you study. You are writing down Bible verses and you're studying yourself.
那有问题的时候写下来, 问长子传道。
Whenever you have questions, write it down so you can ask the elders and pastors.
如果你看圣经从来没有问题, 那代表你还在很表面, 你根本没有进去里面。
If you have no questions after reading the Bible, that means your faith is very superficial. You have not gone into depth.
或者是你根本没有在思考, 你没有思考就没有问题咯。
Or that you have not thought about the Bible. If you don't think about it, then you wouldn't have questions.
你没有想, 为什么用这个字?
You did not think, why do they choose to use this word?
为什么主耶稣这样讲?
Why did Lord Jesus say this?
为什么主耶稣要我们这样做?
Why did Lord Jesus want me to do it this way?
为什么我做不出来?
Why is it that I couldn't do it?
为什么我的行为跟圣经还差那么远?
Why is it that my action is very different than the word of the Bible?
没有在思考就不会有问题。
If you don't think about it, meditate on it, you don't have questions.
所以要查, 查考是第一步, 是自己读的时候在思考。
So to examine is the first step. That means as you're reading it, you're meditating.
啊, 甚至可以写一些笔记。
You can even go and write some notes.
因为你不写下来啊, 你不写下来的时候真的是想过就算了, 你没有办法把你的想法累积起来。
If you do not take notes, sometimes you forget about it after you think about it. You're not able to jot down all your thoughts.
再来的就参加教会的查经班呢。
Then to join the church Bible study groups.
信仰要有进步, 一定要有查经。
If you want your faith to improve, you must have Bible study.
不能只是坐在这边听的。
Not, you cannot just sit here and listen.
那么只有听的话, 真的, 大家没有办法思想交流, 属灵交流。
If you are only listening, then you cannot have the spiritual fellowship where you exchange ideas.
哎, 查经的时候, 你把你的心得分享出来, 我把我的想法讲出来, 看看对不对。
So when we're having Bible study, we share with you my thought, you share with me your reflections, and we can compare.
啊, 甚至一起来查, 诶, 到底这个字, 这句话, 主耶稣讲的是意思是什么?
And we can study together and figure out what is the meaning when Lord Jesus said this.
这是查考圣经, 好像把它放大, 诶, 进去里面。
This is studying the Bible. You're magnifying the topic so you can go more in depth.
哇, 然后这个就是第三步了。
So this is the third step.
但是这个还不够。
But this is not enough.
查考的目的不是为了增长我们的属灵的知识。
To study not only so that we can increase our spiritual knowledge.
有一些人查经查到最后变很骄傲。
Some people, after they study the Bible for a while, they become proud.
哇, 原文啊, 参考书啊, 全部拿出来一大堆。
They bring out the original text and the reference books.
到最后讲的东西大家都听不懂。
And nobody can understand what they're talking about.
当然原文啊, 参考书啊, 那些很好, 那些工具。
Of course, the original text and the reference books are good because they're tools.
啊, E-Rema, 那些也是很好。
And Rhema is also very good.
但是那些不是终极的目标啊。
But that is not the ultimate goal.
查经不是为了让我们, 哇, 拿出来一堆东西, 你看我多厉害, 我懂那个原文的对照啊, 十个版本啊。
And the Bible is not to show how good we are, that we know the original text, we can compare with 10 different translations.
或者是有一些人查经呢, 查到钻牛角尖。
And some people study the Bible to the point where they are only focused on meticulous things.
啊, 根本这个就不是大主题, 根本这个不是最重要的, 但是他一直在里面转。
Because they're focused on things that are not significant, not the main point of the verse.
这个也不是这个方法。
And that is also not the right way.
真正查经的最终极的目标是怎么样应用在生活当中。
The ultimate goal of studying the Bible is to know how to apply into your everyday life.
怎么样来改变自己。
How do you change yourself? How can I put this into my actions?
你应用, 你科学, 就好像科学一样啊, 你科学研究那么多, 你没有办法应用, 你这个科学就没有用。
Just like science, a lot of time spent in science, but if there's no life application, it's useless.
理论讲那么多, 就是为了有一天可以应用在生活当中, 应用在实际的方法。
Study so much about the theory, just so that one day we can apply into our everyday life.
所以应用就是最深的。 深处进入到我怎么样可以把它行出来。
So the deepest part of faith is to know how to apply.
哇，我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to book of Matthew.
马太福音的第八章。
Chapter 8.
二十四节。
24.
马太福音的第八章二十四节。
Matthew 8, verse 24.
嗯，好。马太福音 第八章二十四节，我们一起读哈。
Let's read together.
应该讲错了，是七章，七章。
Chapter 7.
七章二十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 24.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。所以凡听见我这话去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。二十五节，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。这里告诉我们怎么样进入 信仰的深处。
Here's teaching us how to go into the depth of the faith.
怎么样进入道理的深处。
How do we go into the depth of the words?
无论你是听也好，
Whether you listen,
读也好，
or to read,
查也好，
or to study,
甚至你自己抄圣经也好，
or even if you transcribe the Bible yourself,
如果你没有把它打到行为里面，打到你心中的最深的观念里面，
if you have not nailed it into the deepest part of your thoughts,
如果没有把它行出来，
if you have not put it into action,
听了就是等于白听。
And you have heard it in vain.
啊，所以我们要进入道理的深处。
So we must go into the depth of the truth.
要把它行出来。
We have to put it into action.
不然的话，我们就是一个虚假的法利赛人。
Otherwise, we are the hypocritical Pharisees.
哦，可以讲很多爱心呢。
We can talk a lot about love.
讲得很好，讲得呱呱叫。
We can speak well about it.
甚至可以讲到让别人哭。
We can even speak to the point where I make you cry.
但是别人叫你关心一下，帮一下，你说我很忙啊，没空啊。
When someone asks you,
我要准备道理。
But when someone asks you to help them or to care for them, you tell them, I'm too busy, I got to prepare for sermons.
旁边那个人在软弱，在需要你关心，你根本没反应。
And when someone is weak and needs you to care for them, you have no reaction.
我去查原文了，看看这个爱是什么意思，有十个解释。
And you say, let me go study the original text. What is the meaning of love? What are the 10 different translations of it?
那你读那么多有什么用？
Then what is the point of studying so much about Bible?
没有行出来，这个雨淋风吹，一吹就走了，没有进入深处。
You have no action, so when the rain fell and the floods came, you are destroyed because you have not gone into the depth.
圣经查到最后最深的地方就是什么？
What is the deepest and the most depth of the Bible?
就是神的爱啊。
And that is the love of God.
就是神的爱，其实讲那么多，最后就是神的爱。神怎么牺牲他自己救人类？
The depth of the Bible is the love of God, how he sacrificed himself to save the mankind.
真理的核心就是牺牲，就是爱。
The core of the truth is sacrifice, is love.
这个是最深的部分。
This is the deepest part.
但是如果我们实行不出来，
But if we're not able to put it into action,
我们还没有真正的进到真理的深处。
Then we have not yet gone into the depth of our truth.
没有错，我们有完美的教义。
It's true that we may have the most perfect doctrines.
真的，真耶稣教会的教义是没有任何瑕疵的，没有任何破绽的，绝对是使徒时代的一模一样的这个道理。
It is true that the true Jesus Church doctrine is the most perfect, is the most blameless one that since the apostolic time.
但是我们今天的爱心有没有跟使徒初期一样？
But the love that we have today is the same as the apostolic time.
如果你真的进入道理的深处。
If you truly gone into the depth of the truth,
哇，我们真的会把我们所听的、所学的实行出来。
You will be able to put in practice things that you have heard, things you have learned.
所以在这里挑战大家。
So here I propose a challenge to everyone.
听了五天灵恩会，有很多长子传道，不同的传道讲员讲了很多的道理。
We listened to 5 days of ESSC so far, heard from many pastors and elders.
能不能写出三点，我灵恩会之后回去要改的？要改变我自己的是什么地方？
Are we able to write down 3 points when I go home? What are the 3 things I want to change about myself?
我们不要说啊，这个人讲的好不好？
And we don't criticize if this person gives a good sermon or not.
听圣经，听讲道，不是听音乐，不是听讲的好不好。
To listen to sermons is not listening to a piece of music. We don't criticize whether it's good or not.
不是悦不悦耳，他讲的好不好听，有没有口才。
It's not whether or not that person is music to my ears, whether or not they're eloquent.
这就是我们听了有没有发现我要改的地方。
But rather, is after I hear about the sermon, are there things that I realize I need to change?
如果都没有发觉自己要改，你就白听了。
If you have not discovered any areas that you need to change, you've just listened for nothing.
除非你是完全人，就没有要改。
Unless you're the most perfect person, there's nothing to change about you.
没有是完全人，只有主耶稣是完全。
But nobody is perfect, only Lord Jesus is perfect.
传道、执事都不是完全人，都有很多缺点。
Pastors, deacons, elders, nobody is perfect.
我们每个人在神的道进入深处，就看到自己的亏欠。
Every one of us, as we go into the depth of God, then we can see what we're lacking.
所以不单只是看到神的爱哦，还要看到自己的亏欠。
Not only we see the love of Christ, but we also can see our own lackings.